Each summer, the Augusta Heritage Center of Davis and Elkins College hosts 5 weeks of traditional music and arts workshops. Each week has a different theme, and this week is all about bluegrass music. Over 140 people have come from across the country to study with bluegrass masters. When Bob Trebanek first took a job as a teacher at Wheeling Park High School in 1993, he never imagined that his interest in bluegrass would take him and his students to countless festivals, including one in Japan, and to Augusta every summer. Trebanek first became interested in bluegrass because of the Wheeling Jamboree. The Wheeling Jamboree is a live radio program that has aired on Saturday nights since 1933 and is one of the oldest radio shows in the country. Trebanek remembers listening to the Wheeling Jamboree as a kid and was greatly impacted by what he heard.
You would hear, because Mac Wiseman was in Wheeling and he was the station manager at WWVA, so you would hear Flat and Scruggs, you would hear the Osborne Brothers, you would hear, you know, the Stanley Brothers, Jim and Jesse on the radio in the morning. And we didn't know what it was, but there was something in my ear that I loved, the sound of a banjo. It was just, when you would hear banjo, it just sounded.
When Trebanek realized how little his students knew about bluegrass, a genre that Wheeling played a huge role in shaping, he decided to do something about it. So he formed the Bluegrass Band as an after-school activity for students. In 1998, Trebanek brought his first group of students to Bluegrass Week at Augusta.
And it was an eye-opening experience for me and for my students. We literally brought a group of students here and took back transformed students.
Trebanek does whatever he can to make the trip to Augusta accessible for all of his students. Besides camping out to make the trip more affordable, his students take advantage of Augusta's scholarship program.
And the scholarship program that young people have available to them here at Augusta has certainly helped so many of our students who were unable to afford the tuition because of family circumstances, and through the generous support of a lot of people down through the years, providing scholarship for youth in Bluegrass Week, and I'm sure the other weeks, has just been a godsend to students. And it's an eye-opening experience for them. And it's incredibly rewarding and humbling as a teacher to know that we have such a great resource here in West Virginia if people just knew what awaits them here.
Trebanek feels strongly that by design, Augusta provides a safe, meaningful, and quality learning experience for his students.
It's a situation that if you, as an educator, could sit down and design a beautiful program, this is it. You know, that in a totally safe, secure, accepting situation and relationship, that you could bring kids who have absolutely no experience in this music and turn them not only into lifelong fans of this music, but musicians themselves. For us to have a facility like Augusta with its heritage and the broad depth of the musical talent that comes in here year after year to teach these students, it's amazing.
Trebanek students report that one of the most enjoyable components of the program at Augusta is the community that invites all ages and skill levels to jam together.
Well, I love that I can jam with anybody. Everyone is so nice.
That's AJ Templeton. She plays the upright bass. It's her first time at Augusta.
I mean, I could just walk up to people playing and they would just help me out if I don't know the song they're playing at the moment, and I could just get right into it automatically.
That community is what Trebanek finds most valuable at Augusta. Within this community, music transcends generational gaps, and he says it creates a special space where young and old share knowledge and build respect and understanding.
These kids want to listen to what these older generation has to say because they have the knowledge that these young people want. And the older generation is immediately enamored with the younger generation because they see that what they know has value. And that's a dynamic that I've seen hundreds of times in settings that is just the most powerful thing that you can envision.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Carolyn Elkins.
Oh, happy bee, down beside